God, she looks so damn beautiful right now with the moonlight falling across her skin. So damn good that under any other circumstances, I'd make a move and see if she really liked me. But I can't risk it. Not now. Not with my dick so angry. Yeah, I'm great, I lie, hiding my misery.
You sure have a lot of friends?
She tells me, doing her best not to look right at me. You know this place. Throw a party and everyone comes. It's not me they're here for, but the free beer. She laughs, and it's the best goddamn sound in the world.
They're here for you. You were the most popular boy in school. All the girls wanted you, and the guys wanted to be you.
Did you want me, Lily? Her laughter dies as she slides her gaze to me. Even under the moonlight, I can see the pink stain her cheeks.
Jet,
she whispers as her eyes shimmer.
I
always wanted you. I tell her honestly.
I...
Her teeth are back at her lip, nibbling the skin I'd always dreamed of kissing.
You wanted me?
She crinkles her cute little nose, still not moving. I nod, telling her the truth for the first time in my life. I did.
You wanted every girl.
She waves me off, snorting.
You did your best to get them too.
She's blowing me off. Throwing my shitty behavior in high school right back in my face. Sure, I slept around back then, and maybe even more so while in the Navy, but they never satisfied me. Those women, the ones before now, meant nothing, and didn't fill the void left inside me for one girl in particular. I rub my neck, trying to hide my agitation. You wanna go for a walk? There's a cave nearby, and I bet with the full moon, I tip my head back. Glancing up at the cloudless sky. The water looks beautiful.
There are caves here?
I nod, knowing some of them very well. They were always an escape when being around people became too much. They were the only place I could go where nobody would find me in a small town like this. A few, but the best one isn't far. She glances around, her finger moving to her lips.
You sure it's safe?
I nod, hoping it's just as it was the last time I was there. It's safe, and quiet, too. I smile, knowing Lily prefers silence to a rowdy party. We'll just go for a minute, and if you don't like it, we'll come back.
I don't know. This is your party. We should really stay.
No one cares. They're not even paying any attention. I've never shared this place with anyone before. It was always my little secret, but I want to show it to you. Come on. Sneak away with me. She brings her head up, a smile spreading across her face.
I'd be the first?
The one and only, sweetheart. I promise, completely truthful. She nods and pushes off the tailgate, standing straighter, looking more beautiful somehow.
Show me,
she says. I motion for her to follow me, and she does. Stay close. It's a 5-minute walk from here, but it's been a while since I've done this in the dark, and I don't have a gun or knife, if something's in the woods. When there's no sound behind me, I glance back, seeing Lily frozen again.
Something in the woods?
She whispers, staring off into the darkness in front of me. Sweetheart, it's Florida. There are more than a few things that want to eat you. Namely me, but I don't say that. There are predators everywhere here. Alligators, bears, coyotes, but nothing more dangerous to Lily than me.
That's why I'm not an outdoors type of person.
I turn and walk the few feet back until I'm right in front of her. I'd never let anything happen to you, trust me. If something comes after us, I'll let them get me before I'd let them get their paws on you. I hold out my hand to her. Do you trust me, Lily? She peers down, staring at my open palm.
I trust you, Jet.